Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hearing me speak as you are doing now, you hear the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. When you see any of my writings appearing on my page or as descriptions for episodes, you see the glory of your Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Your seeing and or hearing my word makes you a bona fide witness to the glory of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. I would like for you to send in your full legal name. Send that to me, giving me the okay to place your name in the record of God, showing you to be a witness of the glory of God. Let me know by sending correspondence to me. Send your correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Reading of the People's Law. The Word of God commands the people, Deuteronomy 12:14, Acts 8:10, John 8:54, Psalm 45:11, Hosea 2:20, Genesis 3:16, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 6:5, Deuteronomy 6:17-18, Psalm 145:17. Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Acts 10:6, and John 2:5. The Word of God says to the people, thou shalt do all that I command thee. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rule over thee. You shall keep the commandments, concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the Word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, has commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God has given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Reading of the commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815, Hepzibah, H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H. Psalm 49:1-2, Daniel 2:29, and Ezekiel 25:3. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, that revealeth secrets, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years, 1 year equaling 12 months. All schools and institutions of learning and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after the specified time to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 years. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means, in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord Tommy L. Hart, in a country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind, is subject to the authority of the Lord. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength, and bowling. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be anymore. They shall be forgotten. If the Gentiles and the other people do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and cover. Faith without works, that is to say Christianity, which one, espouses a faith void of the works of the law of God, and two, it espouses a faith diametrically opposed to the people's law, is dead. Christianity is dead. As a result, the unsound, immoral, evil teaching concerning Jesus is done away with. Judaism is no more. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs, and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, observances, Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day are done away with. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio productions shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I show you the judgment which has already been determined by the Gentiles regarding their kings and other high and lofty ones. Hosea 7:7, Isaiah 26:14, and Revelation 11:15. They are fallen, they shall not live. They are dead, they are deceased, they shall not rise. Their memory is perished. The kingdoms of this world of the Gentiles are become the kingdoms of our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and he, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall reign forever and ever. All constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are rewritten, expressing clearly and unambiguously the people's subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. He that sweareth shall swear in the name of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That comes from Isaiah 65:16. The media has the duty and privilege of reporting the news to all the people. Yet, in my view, the media has not reported the good news of the presence of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on the earth and among the people at this present time. That the media's actions flies in the face of all things. The media's Passover of all things is a great offense to the people's Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have made known all things to the people. In the archives of Lawmaster, Lawmaster is God. All things can be seen and heard, and the writing out of all things is the writing and work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The statement, the statement in Hebrews says, we see not yet all things. That statement is invalid. It can no longer be maintained or upheld. All things identify the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, as being God. The media passes over my work. Surely that is offensive and unacceptable in the sight of God. The media has failed in its duty to deliver the news to all the people without bias and without prejudice. Henceforth, the first words to come out of every reporter's and every commentator's mouth and the first written words of every news article shall be, I, followed by the speaker's and or writer's full legal name in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. Example, I, Wally Dean Sincere, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. The Word of God says in James 4:12, there is one lawmaker, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, who is able to save and to destroy. Therefore, man's power to make and pass laws is halted. All legislative bodies are recessed for 75 months, during which time the salary of the legislators is ceased. Their loss and pay cannot be made up at any time. No effort shall be made before, during, or after the specified time to counter the effect of this law. So that was the reading of the judgments coming from the Lord God. Now, moving on. I say to the United States government, I say this to you. Execute judgment. To those of the UK, I say to you, execute judgment. Execute the judgment of the Lord. I say to all of those nations, the nations of Europe, all of them, execute judgment. Execute the judgment of the Lord. Isaiah 16:3. Isaiah 16:3 says this, execute judgment. That's the commandment coming from the Word of God. Execute judgment. And the Word of God says that to all the people. It says that to all the governments, all the nations of the Gentiles. Execute judgment. Execute the judgment coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The word in Acts 1:8 says, ye shall receive power. You, the people, have the duty of receiving power. The Gentile nations, all of them, have the duty of receiving power. All the people have the duty of receiving power. But the question is, what is power? The Word of God has not left us without a clear and definitive answer. It has defined power for us. Now, what is power? The word in Acts 8:10 says, this man is the great power. Let's stop there and ask the question, what man is the text speaking of? Is the text speaker speaking of himself or of some other man? What is the truth of this man? Because we now know who God is, we know the text speaker speaks of the man, Tommy L. Hart. It says, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power. Now we can complete the text. The text, Acts 1:8, says, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is, no, not 1:8, but Acts 8:10. The text, Acts 10, says, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. In the phrase of God, praise of God. And the text describes the man that is the great power. In the phrase of God, what does the word of mean? The word of means having the designation of, or having the name or title of. Now let's put it all together. The text, Acts 8, says, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of having the designation of God. Now we are ready to return to the first text, Acts 1, 8. Acts 1, 8, which says, ye shall receive power. The revised question arising from the text is, what is the power? You, the people, have the duty of receiving. And in what form does this power come? Answer. In conclusion, you, the people, have the duty of receiving the great power, having the designation of God, and being in the form of a man, the man, Tommy L. Hart. In short, you, the people, have the duty of receiving Tommy L. Hart, the great power of God. And that is clear. You, the people, are to receive power. You are to receive the Lord God. The Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You're not to disregard him. You're not to dismiss him. You're not to reject him. You are to receive the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. For the word of God says to you, you shall receive power. I continue. The Amos 4:12. Let's take a look at that. Here we go. In Amos 4:12, the word of God commands the people, prepare to meet thy God. As I have analyze the matter of the AVB and examine the matter of the AVB, I find that the people have made preparations to meet the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. What things have they done? Well, one thing they have done is the people have predetermined to serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Remember in Joshua, I've given you the and shown you the predetermined, the determination where the people have said they will serve the Lord. The people say, I quote, we will serve the Lord. End of quote. That's preparation. That shows preparation. The people decided some time ago to serve the Lord God when he comes. The Lord God has come. I am here and I have come forth as the word of God commands me to do. In the AZB, the people determined to serve the Lord God. The law itself is a preparation by the people to meet. The law is a work done in preparation by the people, you know, for them to meet their God. The law which I read and do read from, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. The word of God commands you in the law, saying, whatsoever he, the word of God, commands you, that you shall do. The word of God commands you to keep the word of God, to obey the word of God, follow the word of God. The law commands you to give to the Lord your God. The law commands you to worship the Lord your God. The law is done in preparation to meet God. The people prepared the law. They made ready for God, so that they may be in a state of readiness, ready to serve, ready to love the Lord, ready to give to the Lord, ready to obey the Lord's commandments when he comes. He is here now in Tommy L. Hart. So the people have made preparations. They have prepared to meet the Lord their God. That's undeniable. The law speaks for itself, and the people's decision which cannot be taken back, cannot be retracted, to serve the Lord, their decision to serve the Lord. Preparation. So when the Lord comes, there should be no confusion. Everyone should know what to do. And in order to find out if you don't know what to do, you resort to what? You resort to the word of God. You resort to the law. The word of God says, the people come to me to inquire concerning God. Two sources of information concerning God. The word of God that is in the AVB. All of that is done in preparation. The commandments. There's a commandment in Revelation, late deep in the book of Revelation, that says, worship God. It's preparation. Going to the middle of the Bible. Give to the Lord. The word of God foresaw that the Lord would have need of money and other things. So, the people put in to the law, give to the Lord. Another place in the AVB, it is said, let them, the people, rise up, let them rise, so that they may help you, talking to me, the Lord. The people are to be a help to God. They are to, the Gentiles and others, are to assist God in whatever he needs or in the things that he wants to do. Preparatory work. So the issue and the matter concerning God in the AVB is a work of preparation. The people expected God to come, so they did some things in advance of the coming of the Lord, their God. everything would be ready, so that they may be in a state of readiness. Now, God has come, as is evident, evident in all things, evident in the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Prepare to meet thy God. The work of the law and the commandments that are throughout Bible content are works of preparation, and the people's predetermined decisions, all prep work, work done in advance of and in expectation of the coming of the Lord their God, who is found to be Tommy L. Hart. Romans 13. Romans 13. There is no power but God. There is no power but God. Romans 13:2. Whosoever therefore resist the power, let me remind you again, I read it earlier, the power. Okay. Moving on from verse 1 of Romans 13. I take a look at verses 2 and 3. Let me read them. Whosoever therefore, keep in mind this. Let me precede it with this. Tommy L. Hart is the great power of God. Now, whosoever resists the power, who is the power? The power is Tommy L. Hart. Whosoever resists the power, whosoever resists Tommy L. Hart, the Lord your God, resists the ordinance of God. Whosoever resists the great power that is Tommy L. Hart resists the ordinance of God. And what is the ordinance of God? The ordinance of God is the law. The law. Remember? The people's law. The law that I read. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Thou shalt know the Lord thy God. The ordinance. Whosoever resists the power that is Tommy L. Hart resists the ordinance or law of God. And they that resist the word of God, says, shall receive to themselves damnation. It says this, goes on to say, wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? When you consider statements such as this made concerning the Lord Tommy L. Hart, power belongs to God, power belongs to Tommy L. Hart. Statements such as, he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, will not forgive your iniquity, your iniquities. When you consider statements like the one, whatsoever he, the Lord your God, says, no doubt comes to pass. consider statements such as, the wages of sin is death. Sin is the transgression of the law. The law says, fear God and keep his commandments. Sin is when one does not keep, when one does not obey the commandment coming from the Word of God and coming from the Lord God, Tommy of Heart. When you consider statements as this, saying, to me, this is made to me. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken to thy words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. When you consider statements as these, which I just gave to you, presented to you, then it's quite reasonable that one should fear God. It's just a matter of obeying. I'm going back to Romans. Romans 13. Wilt thou not then be afraid of the power? It boils down to having respect for the law. The Word of God wants you to respect God. It wants you to deal with God as has been agreed upon. What? That you should love the Lord, that you should serve the Lord, that you should know the Lord, that you should give to the Lord, that you should obey the Lord. Wilt thou not then be afraid of the power? Men punish criminals when they catch them and found them to be such, whether it be murderers, thieves, whatever. There are people who are afraid to do wrong because they fear the punishment of being caught. In fearing God, you should reverence God. Treat him as God. Treat him as he should be treated. Treat him with due respect. There we go. Due respect. Fear God. Treat God with due or proper respect. Men fear men. Men fear men. So it's no big thing, no strange thing, when the Word of God says, fear God. Men fear men. But the Word of God also says, love the Lord. Love the Lord your God, Tommy, your heart. If you love the Lord, then you will do right by the Lord. You will love him. You will serve him. You will seek to obey the commandment and know him. You will willingly give to the Lord. Yes, there's a commandment that I read saying, every month you send the Lord, your God, Tommy Hart, a check, a money order in the amount of $30. Yes, I've said that, and I say that. Okay. Even in doing that, you can have this attitude here. Let's see. First Chronicles 29. I'm turning. First Chronicles 29, verse 9 says this. They offered willingly to the Lord. They offered willingly. I'm going to take time right now, if I can, and look up the word willing. Look up the word willing. Let's see here if I can see it. Willing. Okay, here we go. It says here, favorably disposed or consenting to do something specified or implied. Yes, I have stated in my commandment, send a check or money order to the Lord. Yes. It says, in Deuteronomy 29, this is a pattern. This is an example. They offered willingly to the Lord. And willing is to be favorably disposed or consenting to do something specified. What is specified? That those 22 years of age and older send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a money order or check in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy Hart. And that should be done willingly, willingly. That which is specified in the commandment should be done willingly. Isn't that something? Willingly. Okay. I probably deviated from my subject, but before I was speaking of the people's preparation, in determining things beforehand, establishing the law beforehand, knowing what to do. So when the Lord God comes, there should be no confusion, but there should be cooperation and a willingness to do that which has already been determined. Okay. And then I went to Romans 13 and spoke about the great power of God, and that whosoever resists the power that is God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, resists the ordinance or law of God. And the Bible asks the question, will thou not then fear God or fear the power which is God? Have proper respect for the power of God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Bible says, in Psalm, and not only there, but elsewhere, it says, give glory to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Talk ye of his works. Make known his works. The word of God speaks not just to the low and the poor. The word of God speaks to all. It speaks to those in authority. It speaks to those presently having power. It speaks to kings, queens, presidents, other lofty ones. It speaks to all. It speaks to the governments of the world. It speaks to the governments of the Gentiles. Are you telling, are you helping in spreading the word of God, the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Are you helping? The law says, he, the Lord your God, will tell you what you ought to do. Well, you should help me. You should help me. You should press upon your senators the fact, and your congressmen, and your president, and your queen, and all the others, that the Lord God is here. You know, we are under the law of God. The time has come. What's that I read when I read from Psalm 49? Feel like I turn to it right quick. When I read this statement, hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. It says, hear this, hear the things that the Lord God is speaking. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. Speaks for itself, quite plainly. What are you doing to assist God? I need your help. The Lord of God commands you things to do. And if you, when you do those things, then you help the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. When you serve God, when you love the Lord, when you keep the commandments of the Word of God, and when you fear God, and you keep his commandments, the law is good. Romans 7. Back to the book of Romans. Romans 7:12. The law is holy. One thing. And the commandment, holy, the commandment is still the law. The law is a commandment, a big commandment. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. And good. And in verse 16, Romans 7:16, it says, I consent to the law that it is good. The law, that law which I read, I shall love the Lord thy God, give to the Lord. He, the Lord thy God, shall tell thee what thou art to do. Obey the word of the word of God, fear God and keep his commandments. The law is good. I consent to the law that it is good. Back to Romans 13 then. That good thing is identified. What is that good thing? That good thing is the law concerning the people and their God. Okay. Romans 13. Let's see here. Yes, Romans 13, verse 3. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Look, listen at what comes next. Do that which is good. That which is good is the law concerning the people and their God. Do that. Obey the, carry out the law. Fulfill the law. Do that. Do that which is good. And those are good things that are written in the law. Good things. And Romans 12:9 says, abhor that which is evil. So you have the commandment, do that which is good, despise, hate that which is evil. The evil teaching coming from the dead Christian church, the evil teaching concerning Jesus, which is a fictitious character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But yet, a dead Christian church teaches you to what? Exalt and honor and worship Jesus. Hate the evil. Love the good. The law of God is valid and in effect. The law of God is good. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Hear the law. Obey the law. And stop just listening to preachers telling you the law is void. Take this law that I read to you and ask them, are these things void? Is this law right here void? Take them and ask and see what they say. See what they say. That law which I read, which I'll read in just a little bit, which I'll read right now. When I get to it. Listen, as I said at the beginning, be a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Be a witness to the word of God that I have given you. Let me know. Give me the okay to place your name in the record of God, showing you to be a witness of God, a witness to the glory of God, a witness to the word of God. Do that now. Also, this is the people's law. I read the people's law, the law concerning God and the people. Do this which is good. Thou shalt do all that I command thee, the word of God says. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is great power of God. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, thy God. He shall rule over thee. You shall keep the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Do that which is good. These are good things. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded thee. Do this which is good. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, has commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. Do this which is good, and thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God has given to thee. Speaking about the words coming from God, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him. Do this, these things which are good, and shall swear by his name. This is the law. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has power. He has power to tell you what you ought to do. He has power to rule over you. Respect the power. Respect the law. Starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of 30 U.S. dollars payable to Tommy L. Hart. Do this which is good. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord by the 15th of each month, and do it willingly. willingly. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy O. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, HEPHZIBAH, Georgia 30815. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years, 1 year equaling 12 months. All schools and institutions of learning and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after specified to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 years. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means, in any form, variation, etc., in any place other or subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy O. Hart, any country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind, is subject to the authority of the Lord. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength, and bowling. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be anymore. If the Gentiles and the other people do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy O. Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. Faith without works, that is to say, Christianity, which one espoused a faith void of the works of the law of God, and two, as it espoused a faith diametrically opposed to the people's law, is dead. Christianity is dead. As a result, the unsound, immoral teaching concerning Jesus is done away with. Judaism is no more. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs, and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, observances, and Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day are done away with. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio production shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy O. Hart. I show you the judgment which has already been determined by the Gentiles regarding their kings and other high and lofty ones, Hosea 7:7, Isaiah 26:14, and Revelation 11:15. They are fallen. They shall not live. They are dead. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Their memory is perished. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord, Tommy O. Hart, and he, our Lord, Tommy O. Hart, shall reign forever and ever with regard to the kingdoms of this world of the Gentiles. All constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord God, Tommy O. Hart, are rewritten, expressing clearly and unambiguously the people's subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy O. Hart. With regard to the media, those of the media, the first words to come out of every reporter's and every commentator's mouth, and the first written words of every news article shall be, I, followed by the speaker's and our writer's full legal name, in deference to our Lord Tommy O. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. Example, I, Wally Dean Sincere, in deference to our Lord Tommy O. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. He that sweareth shall swear in the name of the Lord God, Tommy O. Hart. There is one lawmaker, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, who is able to save and to destroy. Therefore, man's power to make and pass laws is halted. All legislative bodies are recessed for 75 months, during which time the salary of the legislators is ceased. Their loss and pay cannot be made up at any time. No effort shall be made before, during, or after the specified time to counter the effect of this law. Okay. Have respect for the law. Respect the law. Respect God. Respect the power. Respect the great power that is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Do good. Do the right thing. Obey the law. Obey the law. And follow and obey God, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Next time.